Hey, this is a bonus episode to let you know that one, I did not forget about you, and two, we are coming upon my favorite season, fall. And as the leaves turn golden and the air becomes crisp, there's an enchanting sensuality that surrounds us. And so I want to explore a few quick tips that's going to allow you to feel sensual during this fall season, from cozy scents that fill the air to the warm embrace of sweaters and scarves. We're gonna dive into the sensory delights that autumn has to offer. So whether you're sipping on pumpkin spice latte, which y'all hyped up and is not good, taking a romantic stroll through the colorful leaves as they fall, or simply indulging in the pleasures of the season, we're going to uncover secrets to making this fall your most sensual yet. Tip one, indulge in sensual scents. Light up your favorite fall scented candles or create some potpourri bowls with cinnamon and vanilla for an aromatic atmosphere that awakens your senses. Vanilla is one of my favorite, and Bath & Body Works has an array of fall scents, from fudge to cocoa to pumpkin to sweet potato. I absolutely love them all. Tip two, wrap yourself in warmth. Fall fashion is all about soft, fuzzy, cozy sweaters and scarves. So layer up and sip on pumpkin spice latte to feel warm and sensuous. I'll be having hot chocolate. Thank you very much. Tip three, connect with nature. Take a sensual stroll outside as the leaves are starting to change colors. The crisp air and vibrant colors will invigorate your senses. I absolutely love driving through neighborhoods, especially going to Tennessee and seeing all the change of the colors on the trees. It just really makes me happy. Tip four, savor culinary delights. Cook up a fall feast and enjoy it by candlelight. You can pair it with your favorite wine for a truly sensual dining experience. A lot of times, we always save those candles for a date night or to experience with someone else. Girl, go ahead and pull out that candlelight for yourself. And this is the time where I bust out that crock pot and allow my meals to simmer throughout the day. Makes my house smell amazing. Tip five, luxurious self-care. Treat yourself to a luxurious bath with rose petals, bath bombs, essential oils, anything that you can think of that's going to amp up that experience. It's the perfect way to relax and feel sensuous. Tip six, set the mood. Create you a nice sensual playlist or just cozy up by the fireplace with your favorite book if you have one. If not, wherever your little nook is where you're not going to be bothered, where you can be alone, let that be your space and let the music and ambiance enhance your fall experience. Tip seven, stargazing romance. I am here for a good stargaze, and fall evenings are perfect for that. You can lay under the night sky with someone you love, whether it's your partner, your kids, your girlfriends, for a sensual and romantic experience. Yes, you can have sensual and romantic experience with friends. I do it all the time. Intimate relationships are intimate relationships, okay? So don't take that and run with it. Tip eight, texture and touch. Surround yourself with soft and fluffy textures. You can run your fingers through cozy blankets and pillows for a comforting, sensual feel. I have a blanket that my partner bought me that I have in my little egg chair in the corner, and it is where I go when I have attitude, when I'm frustrated, when I'm sleepy, when I just want a moment, and I just pet on my blanket because I love it. Tip nine, explore sensual art. Engage your visual senses with sensual art and literature. This is where you can bring in your erotica. Dive into captivating novels or explore art that speaks to your soul. Tip 10, dance in the autumn rain. Don't shy away from the rain. Dance in it, let it touch your skin, and feel the sensuality of nature's embrace. I've done this before, Now be wary, because some rain, as we're transitioning into the fall season, can be really cold. But when you get the right rain that feels really good against your skin, it almost brings out the childlike part of you out. I've tried it. It's good fun. And remember, fall offers a world of sensuality that is waiting to be explored. So try these tips to make the most of this wonderful, enchanting season. Thank you for joining me on this enchanting journey into the world of sensuality for this fall season. I hope that you've been inspired to infuse autumn with warmth, beauty, and a deeper connection to your senses. And as I wrap up this bonus episode, I'm super excited to let you in on a little secret. Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman will be coming back for a brand new season with some new tweaks as well. Mark your calendars, because our next season, filled with even more captivating conversations and delightful insights into pleasure, is set to kick off on October 13th. I cannot wait to continue exploring the art of living through your pleasure with you. Until October 13th, may your fall be filled with sensuality, love, and the magic of the season. And stay tuned for more captivating conversations on owning pleasure as a Black woman. See you next season. Thank you.